as we told you in the big lead, the city of Seattle could be just days away from what we will look back on as the most catastrophic decision in our city's history. If we decide to, not we, if the Seattle City Council decides to defund the police by 50%. There was a city council meeting this morning. One of the speakers was the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, Mike Solon, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Mike, appreciate you coming on. How did it go this morning?
Dory, my pleasure to be on again. Well, it's quite clear that there is an activist class that is deeply entrenched in the political public safety conversations here. And they bombarded the public comment line, and it was close to 300 people. But I'm confident to say, and I'm positive thinking about this, our stopdefunding.com website, in 36 hours, we have over 20,000 signatures.
Wow.
That are being used to push against this defunding nonsense and tell the Seattle City Council no on their defunding, naive, dangerous proposal of removing 50% of our budget. Stopdefunding.com.
So this petition is going to go to who?
Well, currently we're going to hold on to it because we're collecting the data as we're hoping to reach as many signatures as possible, and we may possibly release this to the city council to show them, hey, we're not being controlled by the unreasonable activists that you're governing to, and I call it governing by Twitter. This is the majority, the ignored majority I talk to and refer to, the reasonable majority of Seattle citizens and residents across this region that are showing support for law enforcement and saying, no, no more. No more of your unreasonable activism.
I understand all of that, Mike, but they are such radicals, and some of them have exposed themselves clearly as just virulent cop haters. A petition's not going to change their mind. They are absolutely determined, for all the reasons I've been talking about for years now. They want unrest. They want chaos. They want anarchy. They want to destroy capitalism. They want to impose Marxism. And they know that a police department that is greatly neutered is a tool toward that goal. They will have more crime, they will have more destruction, and they'll have more civic unrest. So do you really think a petition is going to change any of these city council members' minds?
I actually do. I actually do, because what it is political theater to them, as they use political theater in everything they do. Look how they're marching on the city council's personal homes. Their bullying tactics are even trying to influence themselves. It's going to feed on itself. And when we come in heavy with thousands and thousands of signatures to say no more to your unreasonable activism, Dory, that just paves the way for future issues such as referendums or you name it. So I always look at this with a glass half full. It's a positive look that people in support of law enforcement and stopdefunding.com is the start of this pushback against unreasonable activism and governing by Twitter, which the council uses regularly.
Well, I hope you're right. Okay, so what is the timetable? So when are they scheduled to vote on cutting the police by 50%?
Currently it's scheduled, the last information I had is this Monday, August 3rd.
Okay, we
have a countdown clock on the website, stopdefunding.com, which says so. Now, if they punt due to the political public backlash, it wouldn't be surprising, because then it shows that the ignored majority is pushing back and their message is being heard. That's why it's still so important for people to go to stopdefunding.com and sign that petition.
Here's the thing, though, Mike. If a couple of them flip, because Jenny Durkin will not sign off. She's already said that. She will not sign off on a 50% cut of the police department. But right now, the council has a veto-proof majority. If a couple of them flip, the mob that's gone to the two counts. Seven of the nine voted for it. They have gone to the two council members who did not vote for it. They've been painting graffiti on their houses. I think they'd be terrified to flip, because then the mob is going to go after the homes of the flippers. I mean, and this is a horrible state that we are in America today, where mobs can just try to use bullying tactics, intimidation, to try to control votes by a city council that would effectively destroy our city even more. But I think those council members would be terrified right now to flip to the side of sanity, because they don't want to put up with the mobs at their house.
Well, anytime you bend to mob justice, that doesn't do anything positive for our society. That's why I'm so positive about this. In 36 hours, we have over 20,000 signatures. The ignored majority is saying no more, and they will not bend to the mob. When we bend to the mob, we lose as a society. We lose as a nation. Seattle and Portland is the epicenter of far-left progressive socialism, neo-Marxism ideology. This is all about November's election, and police are caught in the middle. And so these unreasonable activists, the loud fringe is what I refer to them, that dictate public safety, political discourse in this city, are that just that small microcosm of our community. But they're very loud and they're violent. But it's going to take people to stand up to say enough is enough.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
Hopefully these political leaders have courage to say no more. But as you know, Dory, the unreasonable activists tend to feed on themselves, and that's what we're watching play out right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we're four days, 21 hours, 21 minutes. I'm looking at your countdown clock right now. So let's say they don't come to their senses. Let's say they don't care about the 20,000 or 50,000, however many you get by Monday, signatures, and they vote to cut the police. What's the immediate effect? Because I heard from a listener today, longtime Seattle cop, who said that they are afraid that they're going to be job hunting on Tuesday. Are there going to be any immediate implications, ramifications, if the council votes to defund you guys by 50% on Monday?
Immediately, I don't see it playing out, because there's still some contractual issues that obviously the council's not adhering to, meaning collective bargaining agreements between the city and the Seattle Police Officers Guild. So number one, they have to follow the contract. A lot of what they're doing is political grandstanding. But now, as you noticed, due to the backlash from the ignored majority saying no more unreasonable activism, they're backtracking. So I'm confident that reason will win the day and the council will punt this. And what I'm fearful, though, Dory, is what you mentioned earlier, is the mob starting to riot again, and then obviously blaming the police for being the agitators, which is a false narrative. And that started early June.
No, I know.
But the ignored majority is loud and strong, just like your audience is. And I need them to go to stopdefunding.com and get involved, please, now more than ever.
Okay. Yep. All right. I would encourage everyone to do that, because I know what the majority is thinking and feeling about our cops. And they know that this is just madness that's going on in the city of Seattle. All right, stopdefunding.com. Mike Solon, president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. Mike, keep up the fight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dory. Really appreciate what you do for our region.
All right, thank you, sir. Mike Solon joining us. Go to stopdefunding.com if you want your voice to be heard, and it's more important now than ever. You can also text me at 9-